This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Top NYPD brass defend the controversial use of social media at a council budget hearing. It's Thursday, March 21st, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for winds at 19 miles per hour, with a high near 43 and a low near 28. Before today's top story, a Queens-based real estate firm and its broker president will have to cough up $845,000 as part of a settlement reached with the city and state over accusations they illegally listed and rented out multiple Upper East apartments through Airbnb, according to court documents. The agreement with Mega Homes and its broker president, which city and state officials finalized Wednesday, will require the nearly $1 million payment as restitution and will serve to shut down the illegal short-term rentals. The hefty penalty, which stemmed from parallel probes conducted by the city's Office of Special Enforcement and the New York Department of State, will have to be made over the next 2 years and is due in full by October 2026. As part of the settlement, Mega Homes and Cartagena are prohibited from renting and advertising apartments for periods under 30 days. Cartagena also agreed that if she advertises illegal transient rentals moving forward, her real estate license will be revoked. A report issued last month showed that the Big Apple Apple's rental vacancy rate stood at 1.4% last year, the lowest level it's been at since 1968, further proof the city is in a serious housing crisis. And New York City park advocates are pressing Mayor Adams to deliver on his unmet campaign promise to put 1% of the city's budget into the Parks Department. Before a preliminary city council budget hearing on parks, advocates plan to gather at City Hall on Thursday to deliver 15,000 petitions urging more parks funding, according to organizers. Most major U.S. cities spend between 1% and 2% of their budgets on parks, according to New Yorkers for Parks, a century-old advocacy group that gathered the petitions. But the Parks Department currently receives about 0.5% of the city's budget. Adam Gansner, executive director of New Yorkers for Parks, said the Parks Department's staffing has already been hollowed out, leading to poorly maintained fields, rancid public bathrooms, and increasingly dangerous green spaces. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The NYPD pushed back Wednesday against criticism of how it uses social media, calling it critical to giving information to the public, even as a chief testified that the department will soon encrypt all its radio transmissions. "I do think it's actually very important for the department to get its message out there," said NYPD Deputy Commissioner for Legal Matters Michael Gerber. Gerber was responding to questions from Council Speaker Adrian Adams, Democrat from Queens, at a hearing to discuss the proposed $5.75 billion budget for the NYPD for the next fiscal year. She voiced concern about a recent move by the NYPD to more forcefully call out critics and members of the media, as well as others in the criminal justice system it believes are not acting in the best interest of public safety. Adams described as very harmful instances in which wrong information is posted, as was the case when Chief of Patrol John Chell apologized on March 1st for an X post in which he misidentified the Bronx judge who released a serial subway pickpocket suspect after a prosecutor asked for bail. Her questions about who vets social media postings went unanswered, though. The NYPD's top spokesman, Deputy Commissioner for Public Information Tariq Shepard, has previously said he and those who work for him have that responsibility. "It is imperative," Adams said, "that if nobody gets this right, the police department gets it right." Police Commissioner Edward Caban agreed with Adams, saying, "The NYPD has to be more careful and responsible in what we post." The speaker also raised concerns about NYPD's plan to encrypt its radio transmissions, which would cut off media access to breaking news events. Caban previously said the department is trying to figure out how the media could still have access to the transmissions in some way, such as on a delayed basis, as other police departments have done. That plan has still not been hammered out. NYPD Chief of Information Ruben Beltran testified, with the department likely to have its radio system encrypted citywide by the first few months of 2025. Police critics and media advocates have pushed back against the plan as harmful to news coverage about crime, but Beltran said the move is being made to protect the privacy of some victims and out of concern for officer safety. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.